These last 2 weeks sure have flown by.
Yeah, I'm glad everyone has finally evacuated. The moon colony was cool, but it's so nice to be back on Earth again. To feel the sun on my face.
And for those of you out there who are only recently evacuated, here's the good news that's been spreading around. What remains of the government has given scientists the funding to make and distribute millions of cures and vaccines.
Just about everyone I know is vaccinated now, and quite a few of our new friends are recently turned zombies, who were able to be restored by the cure.
It's not a perfect solution, since it can't completely unrot the body, but for people who weren't zombies for very long, it's a lifesaver.
Literally. Although I wouldn't say it can't unrot the body.
There are a lot of zombies in containment that have been given the cure, and even the ones that were turned near the beginning of the apocalypse are showing some progress.
Some progress doesn't mean they'll regrow limbs.
No, but it does mean that their skin is repairing itself and their minds are improving each day.
Yeah, to the point that Cesar and Hilda are even hoping to reopen the natural brew. I guess we should be thankful to Simon that his virus didn't actually destroy the brain, so much as it destroyed some very particular pathways. We can't know the future, but these people at least have a chance now. That's worth celebrating.
Yeah, all right, I can get behind that.
By the way, how's Edia doing?
She's not fully healed, but she does seem to be getting better each day. It definitely helped that Simon kept her frozen as much as he could.
I wouldn't be surprised if she manages to hold a conversation in the next few days. Her progress is really impressive.
That's so good to hear.
There's plenty of good news to go around, it seems. In fact, one piece of good news is this show itself.
Apparently, when you uncover the conspiracy at the heart of the entire worldwide apocalypse and prove to the world that a cure exists, a lot of people end up wanting to thank you.
We were given a lot of money that we can't really use yet, post-apocalypse and all, but we were also guaranteed food, water, and shelter in our survivors group, and all we have to do is run this radio station.
I don't think we have to run the station either. Mason just kind of offered. We could have done nothing and still be kept afloat.
Yeah, but that would have been boring. We love the radio.
You got me there.
Speaking of survivors groups, though, Kitmouth is chocked full of them now. Entire neighborhoods all across the city are being repopulated by vaccinated survivors and cured zombies.
Hen, Will, and I are living in Will's old house while the world tries to get its shit back together and reinstate various functions.
And clear out zombies, whether with guns or with the cure.
Hey, can we come in?
Of course.
World, meet Tyrum, Winston, and Esme. They're living in the same neighborhood as us.
And sharing a house between the three of us at the moment. Wimifree and Voimo are next door.
Hey, if you don't want to share, you don't have to, Mr. Governor.
Oh, right. You basically took over as governor, didn't you, Tyrum?
Yes. The old governor was lost to the apocalypse, so until we have the time and infrastructure to elect a new one, I'm holding down the fort.
And you're doing a great job at it.
Well, it mostly just involves meeting up with the leaders of all the survival groups in the Shane County area and sorting out any issues they have, as well as making sure there's enough food, water, and cures to go around.
And as far as food goes, I'm helping out with that. I'm volunteering at a soup kitchen someone set up near our neighborhood. It's really fun, and it's nice making sure everyone has access to safe, edible food.
Oh, and Scout and I have been volunteering too! Not the soup kitchen, but at the hospital. We've been cheering up patients, especially the kids. They love Scout.
Oh, I bet they do.
Sounds like everyone's really making a place for themselves.
The world is, slowly but surely, getting closer to normal.
A new normal, but a good one.
How's everything going, heroes?
Dicey!
We told you not to call us that.
Yeah, but it's what you are.
Well, we're happy to have you here anyway. What's up with you?
Oh, you know, the usual. I've been leading ventures into high-impact areas of the city, escorting nurses who can administer cures to the zombies there. Then, my team and I detain them and move them to the zombie wing of the hospital.
How is there even enough room for them all?
Honestly, there isn't. We've got two or three zombies to a room, restrained of course, and not nearly enough medical professionals to go around. But we're making progress, and ever so slowly, the city is getting safer every day.
That's good to hear.
It's good to say. Anyway, I'd better get back to work. I just wanted to drop in and say hello to everyone while I was in the area.
Hello.
Hello, and goodbye. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, we should probably go too. I have a meeting to get to, and Winston's shift to the soup kitchen starts soon.
We just couldn't help but pop by. Same as Scythe, I guess.
Well, it was nice having you on, Winston. I'm glad we've gotten to hang out more lately.
Me too, Mace. Later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. I guess that's my cue to go too, huh?
You don't have to.
I know, but it's almost time for Scout and Naja's playdate anyway, and Hin and I were going to hang out while they played.
Oh, wow. Is it time already? Do you want to play with Scout, Aja?
Of course she does. Come on, Hin. See you around, Mason and Will.
Bye, guys.
And then there were two.
I'm all right with that.
Oh, you flirt, you.
Do you want to share with the world? About us?
Yeah, I do. Will and I are officially partners. Not because of the apocalypse, not because of a bite, and not because of any other disaster rushing our motions, but because we choose to be, under any circumstances.
I love you, Mason. Under any circumstances.
I love you too. Rain or shine or weird moon atmosphere.
Yeah, I think that covers it.
Well, it's almost time for our lunch break, so...
This is Mason and Will, signing off.
Until next time, survivors.
Thank you for listening to Apocalypse Radio, and thank you to our amazing cast for their voice acting. Links to where you can find them can be found in the description of each episode and on the website at audisonal.info/apocalypse-radio. Thank you, everyone.